This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline Ezra on the evening edition, 6:18 p.m. Now, of course, I know the long weekend is over. Mm-hmm. You're probably just easing back into the work week, but I bet anything that your mind is probably still on holiday, partying on an island, perhaps. You might want to thank your lucky stars that perhaps you weren't in Langkawi this weekend because, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't all sunshine and blue skies.
Yeah, that's right. You must have heard of this. Yesterday, 88 people were trapped on the Sky Cab cable car on Langkawi Island due to a technical problem. I think over, 800 people also stranded on the peak.
Yep, that's right. So the Kedah Fire and Rescue Department confirmed the incident and said 16 personnel were dispatched to respond just before 7 p.m. And of course, they had, sort of all of their resources to address the situation.
Yep, that's right. So at 10:15, it was reported that those trapped on the cable cars had been moved to safety. I'm just glad that nobody was hurt, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is kind of like almost the biggest nightmare for anyone in a cable car, just the fact that it might malfunction. And ironically, another mode of seeing Langkawi by air is in the news today. Mm-hmm. And it's digitally enabled.
Yes.
Enabled, no less. So the Heli app is apparently...
The Heli app.
It's making its debut in about 3 months or mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is exactly that. You get to go up in a helicopter. You get to order it on an app on your phone, so you get to go around. You know, they have it in Honolulu, so you get on the you get to see the crater and all of that.
Okay,
I don't think you'll see a crater in Langkawi.
No, but of course, we've got to find out a little bit more about what's happening with regards to tourism in Langkawi. So we're crossing over to Jack Koo, who's been a tour guide there for about 26 years. Jack, thank you for being with us on the program. Talk to us about the state of tourism in Langkawi. How have you seen the number of visitors change over the years?
All right. Regarding the state of tourism Langkawi, 2018, this is February, seems to me is a good beginning of a year because now at the present is our Chinese New Year. We see a lot of tourists, especially from the China. We even have a direct flight and also have a charter flight direct to the Langkawi. So 3 days before of a Chinese New Year, to the end of this February, almost all the hotels are fully booked. So I can see there is a good prospect for the 2018. And the number of visitors previously coming to the Langkawi is about 3.2 million of a visitor. We hope that this year it might be picking up, getting more of this visitor coming in. And there are a few of five-star hotels and some of budgeted motel is coming in as well. So especially like recently, just newly opened of this Ritz-Carlton. So we even have a five-star hotel, very popular since about 15, 20 years ago, that Da Tai is now under renovation. So should be after the renovation by the month of this August, September, when it's completed, there's going to be another kind of the tourists coming in. So this is a very popular of this hotel, Langkawi.
Yep. So Jack, I'm sure you're looking forward to those developments. But last year, we actually talked about the whole drop in visitors to Chenang Beach, right? Because this massive traffic problem mm-hmm. that they were having. Another problem that's been mentioned by visitors is this whole overdevelopment of the area. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because Langkawi, first and foremost, the foreign goods coming to Langkawi included our vehicle is duty-free. So if compared to the mainland, it's about 30 to 40% cheaper because there is no tax. And because of development, more of the outside people, like from the mainland, they might be migrate to Langkawi because of a business and because of a job and so on. So, and also a lot of tourists is picking up, getting more and more. So automatically, this vehicle is getting more and more in Langkawi. And Chenang Beach, we call it as the Pantai Chenang, this area is the most popular tourist spot in Langkawi here. So it's a some sort of, it's a must. If a tourist coming to Langkawi, they are going to the, this China Beach area. And last year, when it was constructed, expand of this the route of this Chenang Beach, but because the vehicles getting more and the whole place is getting congested, what I hope that if the Chenang Beach, the whole beach of the all the building, motel, restaurant, souvenir shop, and so on, if it can be clear the whole beach on that, because it's about 2 kilometers of a long beach. When we, the tourists or even our locals pass by the beach there, you can see the oceans, you can see the island, you can see the beach, so beautiful. So we hope that, you know, government can take, do something to encourage the beach area of a building, the owner, they can shift to the other side, or maybe we can clear the whole beach there so that, you know, we can see the beauty of this whole long beach. I believe even though there is a less of a building, less of a shop, but it's because of this kind of a beauty, I believe Langkawi is going to get more popular.
Mm. Well, there you go. A lot of optimism there. And thank you very much, Jack. That was Jack Koo with his thoughts on tourism in Langkawi, as well as safety checks and bounces for services on the island. If you have any thoughts on holidaying in Langkawi, or if you plan a helicopter tour of the island anytime soon, call us at 03-7710-9000. Here's some music by The Coral, Dreaming of You. On the
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.